Peace, family. Welcome to another episode of Fresh Pharaoh Entertainment. We're your host. I'm Horace the Pharaoh.
It's the God, Don the Ascended.
And your boy, Riley Guy, back at you with another banger for the people.
Yes. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. And today we continue on our Law of Tahuti mini-series, right? With the part six being the Law of Cause and Effect. You feel me?
For sure. Yes, huh?
And with that, we're going to go ahead and dive right on in.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I guess to understand the basis when we talk about, because as we stated in the five previous episodes of the Laws of Tahuti, every law builds upon each other. You feel me?
Right.
Mm-hmm. And with the law of cause and effect, this law is almost like the law of the laws. Does that make sense? It's like a check and balance system for the other universal laws, right?
Mm-hmm.
And to be simple with it, it explains that nothing happens by chance or outside these universal laws. Every action has a reaction or consequence. That phrase, we reap what we sow. You feel me?
Right.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the most important lessons involving the cause of loss of effect is that the human conduct and interaction is seen in this cosmic law as well. For, as we said, even this concept is stated like in physics. What's the law? Laws of Newton,
mm-hmm. right?
And yeah. What's the third law of Newton?
Every action has an opposite and equal reaction.
Right. And we know that science, or what we call modern day science, is nothing but a oversimplification of African spirituality, right?
Mm-hmm.
So every human thought, word, and deed is a cause that sets off this wave of energy throughout the universe, which in turn creates this ripple effect, or what we call the effect, which is desirable and or undesirable, right?
Mm-hmm.
And the law states that the effect always shows itself as a physical manifestation. And I think that's one of the most biggest parts about it. So it correlates with the first law, the law of mentalism, right? Because everything you do or say is then understood by the universe in that aspect, right? And then take that to the second law, which is the law of correspondence. The fact that you're doing something on what we say the human level and the universe is picking up on that larger scale, right?
Right.
The third law being polarity, which in this aspect correlates between you have the negative and positive coexisting with one another, almost in like a probability stance. You feel me? Like a game of chance.
I mean, it pretty much shows itself, because when you think about this cause and effect, you got to be like have a wider view to it, right? You can't think that every physical effect has a physical causation, right? And the same thing with something that's spiritual or mental, right? So you could have things in different planes, say the spiritual plane being the causation for something that's happening in the physical, which, as you said before, is pretty much just a combination of the first and second laws themselves, right?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Oh, I thought you was about to keep
going. I thought you were going too.
I ain't gonna lie, I thought I was too, but I lost it.
Nah, but what you said correlates very well. Because, like, with that being said, according to whatever the nature of your actions are, this divine consciousness will then assign corresponding effects, which also plays into that alternate reality theory, right? I always mm-hmm. tell people every thought you have about a situation creates an alternate reality. Right.
Well, you did the opposite.
Right. It's if anyone watched Loki? Well, anyway, that's a stupid question. We know we watch it. We nerds. Everybody.
Nah. Use the Flash, but I feel like that's a better representation.
Well, just multiverse theory, but yeah, Flash. But the fact is of the matter, you have alternate versions of everything. So with every time you have a thought about something, you're creating another alternate reality.
Mm-hmm.
And that one thought could offset that reality in totality. Or it could just be such a minor difference that you would have to look for years just to find that one difference within that reality, right? Mm-hmm. And what the universe is then almost is like I said, a game of chance or probability to which your energy is going stronger towards to create that causation and that effect, right?
It's mm-hmm. crazy to think about it when you have, let's say you have a choice, right? Let's say it's just a yes or no choice, right? The mm-hmm. fact that you have to think about that creates two separate universes then and there, right? Now, if you take something where, you know, it's more complex and you have like five or six choices, then you create the same number of alternate realities, you know, even more, because you could choose, you know, one of the options. You could create a new option. You could choose nothing, right? And this is for every choice that you have to make in your life. You know what I'm saying? Like, even something as simple as, you know, waking up and brush your teeth in the morning. That's a choice you have to make. Now, granted, most people are going to make that same choice every day. But let's say for one day you decide not to make that choice and your whole day is messed up now because it's like that one episode of SpongeBob where his breath was stank. You feel me? Your whole day derailed because you ain't make that one choice. You feel me? Now, think about this on a larger scale. Right, where you have choices that could show themselves, you know, years, decades afterwards. You feel me? And it could be something so simple, and you would never know.
Right.
It also,
go ahead, bro.
Oh no, I'll say the element to it, how like you necessarily can't. It's difficult to read how big of the causation. I mean, how the effect was, and also what caused what. Because the same way, let's say you brush your teeth in the morning. And then it seemed like nothing happened. Is to say that something that what that caused if you had brushed your teeth, you don't know if you blocked a chance, you don't know if that protected you something else, you don't know if that damaged something else, you're just unaware of it. So that is a little what happened after that.
To look at this law from a philosophical standpoint, you would have to say that every cause and effect has its own like worldly purpose to what you're experiencing that day, right? Mm-hmm. But on a grander scale, the law suggests that the universe is always in motion and is progressed by chains of events. Think of it like this. We know that they tell you the universe is always expanding. Well, why is it expanding, right? Mm-hmm. And then you got things like supernovas, nebulas. This is causing the constant expansion of the universe. And so, in a sense, it's very much like almost like a web, right?
Mm-hmm.
It's a pattern. It's like binary code, right? Well, they've already came to the conclusion that the universe is made up of binary code being ones and zeros, right? One being, I think, the masculine number and zero being a feminine number, right? So you have this divine energies that coincide making up the universe. And it's funny how those same things is what we use to create the internet, which is a never-ending expanding thing. It's the same thing. So again, as above, so below, right?
Mm-hmm. I mean, I think it's exactly what you said, ever expanding, right? Because when you have this large magnitude of people who each have this infinite number of thought and choice daily, right? You know, you can simply multiply that by each other and you have this, you know, extremely, extremely large number that's just getting exponentially higher every day, right? It's mm-hmm. almost as if like, you know, I hear this theory. I just heard this theory. I was watching a video earlier, and they were talking about universes and alternate universes and imagining if this was like a simulation, right? Mm-hmm. And they were talking about how if, you know, every person was connected to this large neural database and how if every person could be contributing to that database by simply their thoughts, right? So putting that into something where you know you can actually think about it and fathom it, but you know, multiply that, you know, times 10 times 100, if you feel me. And this is something that's happening every day and off of something as simple as, you know, simple cause and effect, right?
Just one collective mind,
right? And there's another statement, because what you said is that like chance is but a name, but for law not recognized, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so it's almost like an excuse, well, that's just by chance versus that was an outcome you selected or manifested for yourself, whether consciously or unconsciously, right? Because there mm-hmm. are many planes of causation. There's many planes and levels, like you said, stuff on the spiritual plane, the astral plane, etc., for which something can be caused. But at the same time, there is nothing escapes the law itself. As a result, you will have a effect that corresponds with it, right?
Mm-hmm.
And because again, nothing ever merely happens. There's no such thing as chance, right? That while there are various planes that is cause and effect, the higher dominating the lower plane, still nothing can ever escape this law.
Right. It's like, it's what I tell you all the time. There's no such thing as coincidence, right? Mm-hmm. Everything has its purpose in the grand scheme of things, you know, no matter how insignificant or, you know, significant it may seem, right? But mm-hmm. I also like to think and break it down as this, right? Because when unfortunate things happen, you know, we always say, oh, why did this happen? You know, yada, yada, yada. But think about it like this. If everything has its cause and effect, then that means that every effect has a cause and every right. cause has an effect, which means every effect was once, well, will become a cause, and every cause was once an effect, if that makes sense, right?
And
so yeah.
I was just saying it's like this one, you know, never ending chain, right?
Mm-hmm. Right. Because everything within the universe is relative, and that nothing is separate. Therefore, like if you move your hand, you move into space, the space that surrounds us, and the space is connected to everything in the universe. You feel me?
Right.
And so with that, even the inanimate objects of the universe are connected within the same space. Okay, I think here's a better thing. There's this game we all played together called Life is Strange years ago, right?
Ooh, that was a good game.
In the game, you could rewind time and change the outcome of your reality based on something you did. And even with inanimate objects, you picking up a letter and reading the letter would tell you maybe about a character. So then the next time you see that character, you have a discussion based upon what you said, or you have an outcome in which the ending of your discussion will either go worse than it should have because of information you know, right?
But and I don't know if y'all remember that. It was a scene where I believe the main character or the key character was like about to commit suicide, right? And that was the part where your powers weren't working. So that reflects reality, how we can't undo our change, right? So whatever choice we made, it was like four choices about which time member you bring up to convince her to step down. It's so like, I believe, did he live in y'all's universe?
No. Me and you live, Roderick, and Donovan's not her.
Yeah, character. Because I believe I brought up her mother, and then you brought up something about her siblings, and Don brought up her father. I think her father didn't like her or something, or she had bad relationships, so she killed herself.
But that just had me shook, bro. She was like,
she said, my dad never loved me. And then she was like, yo.
She was like, none of that matter, bro. I'm jumping. I was like, yo, what just happened?
Right. And with that being said, I think this is probably one of the harder things to talk about when you come to this law, because then you have to explain it to people. Explaining that to people on a, I guess, to human level or just basic thought can be very seen as harsh at times, right? You know what I mean? In terms of just telling people, well, you might have manifested this, whether it was consciously or unconsciously, is always a hard topic because someone will be like, well, I didn't want this to happen to me. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
But to actually break down the subconscious and truly understand what happens. Like I said, the subconscious is like an iceberg. That's where 90% of your mind does its actual thinking, and 5% is surface. So to truly understand your mind, you have to understand the subconscious, which we have to this day not fully. Well, let me see. Modern science has fully not constructed or created a good replica of how it works. You feel me?
Mm-hmm. Like we always say, you know how your brain can't really truly decipher can and can't? Right. So it just bases on the thought. So if you say I can or can't do something, all it knows is what you said do. I hope I don't get an accident. All your brain hurt. Accident. Accident. Right. Accident. And then eventually.
Which is why at the same time, like, which is funny that you mentioned that, because ancient civilizations understood this principle, and which is why a lot of what they spoke of was symbols, right? They didn't use words because the universe don't give a fuck about no noun, no verb, no action. What that got to do with anything? No link, no subject, predicate, causes. That does not apply to the universe. Those don't exist, right? Just like the concepts of good and evil don't exist in the grand scheme of the universe. Universe tears, you talking about accident. And that means, okay, you just put in this causation, right? Or this effect into the atmosphere, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so, therefore, like I said, all inanimate objects are connected within the same space and occupy the same space or mind. There is no separation between this because everything is connected, right? Mm-hmm. And like I said, for some people, this may take some getting around your head for you to truly understand the concept that everything that exists within the universe has existed in one form or another, whether it's chemical, microscopic, everything arises from this, right? Human thought creates a movement no matter how minute it is. That's why I tell people, even when people be joking about stupid stuff, you feel me?
Mm-hmm.
Unless you are deliberately staying still.
But nothing's staying still.
The movement, yeah, that's the point. The movement follows, right? So all thoughts lead to movements or the human behavior, and all movement and behavior leads to like further thoughts. I mean, that's literally part of it. You feel me?
You literally just like preach, I think three or four different laws in that one example you just gave. I'm not gonna lie. That was mentalism, vibration, and something else all together, bro.
Right. I mean, this just shows that we're governed by chain reactions that are an event of causations that we, but this also proves that you are the god of your reality. You feel me? That you control your reality at all times of the day. Everything you do changes, right? Like you wake up for, it can be something simple. You got to be at work at 8 o'clock. You decide to wake up at 7:50 versus waking up at 7:30. You might still get to work, but you might not get to work at 8. There's a repercussion for that, right? The minute thing, 15 seconds later than you should have, could fold your whole day, right?
Indeed.
And once you offset this movement or behavior into the world, it will have a continuing ripple effect.
Right? Yeah, you can either have a positive or negative ripple effect. It's up to you.
And it's funny because, like, in the whole concept of metaphysics, right, it said that all ripples that transfer outwards will have to return back to the source, and that source being you or whatever created that initial thought during that lifetime, right, which is then the whole everything about karma. You feel me? Karma is nothing but the law of cause and effect, simple, you know, just expounded upon.
Truthfully.
Right? And so according to the universal law of cause and effect, we know that nothing that happens is by random chance, nothing whatsoever, which I say is such a hard concept for people to grasp because people have been through terrible things, and to tell someone that was supposed to happen or you created that is definitely an alarming statement overall. You know what I mean?
That's why I feel like we need to put emphasis on your intentions and the thoughts you allow to, like, you know, penetrate your subconscious. Because, you know, if your intentions are all holistic and what's it called, and then your actions reflect those same instances, it's just going to continue to bring out that good, not good energy, but positive energy towards what you're trying to do.
Right. If the actions don't, even like the actions don't meet up with the word, let's say you said, man, I'm going to do this. Or you saying, man, I'm doing this, but you actually not doing that. The universe is not going to give you that same effect or benefits as if you were doing said thing. You know what I'm saying?
For the reasons you intended for. Like,
right.
Hey, I just seen something like this. Y'all seen that video of them two dudes who was trying to sell candy or whatever to the baby?
Uh-huh.
And he asked them, like, you know, how much y'all want for the box? And it was like 200. He's like, it ain't but 30-some pouches in there. Y'all selling for $2 each. You know what I'm saying? Do the math. And so instead of buying whole boxes, he ended up only buying one from them. Yeah. And that would go to show you right there. Like, that's real world application. Like, their intentions, they came into it all wrong, and look what happened.
Right. They could have just said 60 if they knew it was 30 in there, but it came up on 60. But they ended up getting two because their intentions created a reality to where the effect was going to be the least efficient one. Right.
I be thinking that, man, because it was a scenario where my friend's phone broke, so we went to the mall looking for a repair person, right? So tell me why one place charged like 100 something, another place charged 80, and then one charged 120. But the other two people gave her better service and more benefits. Meanwhile, the one charged 120 is just for the fix, nothing else. And we're like, you understand there's like two other places in this mall offering what you do at better prices, right? And even like, I'm sorry, the best I can do is 120. Like, you just lost yourself a customer. Like, you could at least haggle or something. Like,
right. Right. And like I said, there are many unseen chains or effects that resonate within this, you know, within the world due to just the simple things, like you said, Don, earlier, that decision you make today could affect you 10 years down the line. You feel me?
Mm-hmm.
And, or decades in the future. Though it might seem very, okay, think about like buying a car that you know is well out of your range, right?
Mm-hmm.
So like, 4 months later, you broke this car. You're like, dang, I should have just went with something I could afford. Like nothing, it might not have an instantly, or okay, think about investing in like a really, really bad company, but you say you got hope in it, right? And it flopped, and you don't put 10 bands in a company and they go bankrupt. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Now you looking like, what? Right? It's like people who be trying to come off of something quick and don't have the ever for it, and they be looking stupid in the later years. You feel me?
Mm-hmm. They don't put no what's called research behind it. It just chance. Like, I feel like that's gonna happen. So money into it, and now.
Right. And because of the law of cause and effect, everything is in constant motion. Everything is infinite as a result of that, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so I think that's one of the most interesting things, because it shows that the universe is constant. It doesn't stop for anything or anyone, right? And it's mm-hmm. also funny how, like, certain causes and effects could then interact or correlate with other individuals as well. You feel me?
Mm-hmm.
Like, something you did could now lead you to someone else who was operating on that exact same frequency. You feel what I'm saying?
You in a group project. One person say, you know, I appreciate you gonna do the work. Second person be like, I'm pretty sure you gonna do the work. The person that usually does the work be like, I'm tired. I'm gonna let them carry me this time. And now you stuck there like, oh, y'all ain't do shit either. Oh, damn.
Right. And I mean, on that note, we can probably close this episode out.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, like we said, in order to benefit yourself and this society as a whole, if mankind, or just the human, I guess you can say the human race, if we're talking about pilgrims, that we should all use our free will of choice to perform stuff in which to create the reality we seek. I always tell people, you are the master of your own reality. And mm-hmm. there are no such things as a right and wrong answers, because someone's answer may be based upon the reality they live in. They live in a negative reality. A lot of their answers may be negative, or the answers they have towards certain things may be a result of what they've experienced. So it doesn't mean they're wrong. It just, if anything, it leads to the question of whether what people are talking about is of high frequency or low frequency. You feel me?
Yeah.
Right. But on that note, we're going to go ahead and close this episode out. Hope y'all enjoyed it. Shout out to everyone that listens. Apparently, we found out that the Fresh Pharaoh podcast is what, 96 in Ethiopia? You feel me?
Yes, sir. Shout out Zimbabwe. We love y'all.
Yeah, Zimbabwe. I said Ethiopia. That's how you know I'm listening.
Hey, bro. We appreciate y'all. Even if he messed up where y'all from, we love y'all.
All right, but y'all know the deal. And I know the outro, man.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. From mans to kings.
And from kings to gods.
This has been Fresh Pharaoh Entertainment. Peace, family.
And we outie.